Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I think it's Sanity anyway. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I tell you, get involved, get engaged. Make sure you're doing something to make a difference. I mean, seriously? You got to get involved. There's no other way around it. Especially today, look around. Look at what's happening. What are you willing to do or not do? Is the question. All right, well, before I get it, listen, I got to tell you, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot you can do up there. A lot you can help out with. The blue states are failing their students, mostly by not reopening the schools. But when you look at the numbers, truly, it is all about the blue states at this point. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I can't even... Ralphenford is a member of the Massachusetts Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. He is CEO of Propel America and a former superintendent of schools in Camden, New Jersey. More than a year ago, into the pandemic, a majority of K-12 students in blue states are still not attending school. Right now, as we speak, the failure to resume the normal rhythm of schooling in historically progressive states amounts to the most significant failure that we've seen in public school generations. What began as a needed and understandable caution with the onset of the COVID-19 and now just turned into the most irresponsible scenario we could think of. And it's Democratic governors and leaders of the largest teachers union, many local Democrat elected officials. Many that they look at this, I don't even know what they're thinking in the back of their head. These kids are suffering tremendously. But they don't seem to care. When you're talking about getting kids back in school safely and making sure the teachers are safe, and your argument is about defunding the police, getting them off of school campuses, how does one work with the other? Right? They have no problem attacking Trump and his followers for being anti-science. Even science teachers, totally disregard the overwhelming scientific evidence that opening full time is doable and safe. Even the CDC says, even Mr. Fauci says so. And the article is written by a hardcore left-leaning commentator, journalist, whatever you want to call him. He goes on to say this is proven to be an unforgivable mistake from the unions and from the Democrat-running schools. Well, then what are you waiting for? Switch over. We've witnessed lost instructional time, widening education disparity, and deterioration of students' mental health. That's easy. They don't talk about this that much. Right? I mean, they want to beat up on the record surge of gun violence nationwide, but it isn't nationwide. Gee, I wonder what cities it's in. Seattle, Portland, Chicago, Philadelphia, St. Louis. I wonder who runs those cities. Yeah, come on, give me an idea. The victims are predominantly young men of color. Now, you want to go out after the police? It's not the police doing it. It's other young men of color. Now, there's no way to draw a direct line to closures. I got it. When you got all these young kids out on the street, when you got these young kids running around with nothing to do, do not tell me for 1 second. I mean, come on, think it through. Don't tell me for a second that one doesn't have something to do with the other. You know, I tell people, it's like walking up on a house that has been burned to the ground. You didn't see the fire. There's no smoke. Firemen are long gone. But you deduce it was fire. Because you can see it. There's evidence in it. Directly ties it to it. It's no different here. When you have a sharp rise in violent crime by young people in these bigger cities and the schools are closed, I'm trying to figure out how you can't say one is lined up with the other. There are many reasons, the writer writes, that we've landed here, including a decentralized system of government and decision-making, but our Achilles heel has once again been a knee-jerk retrenchment to ideological and political fault lines. And he is right in a lot of ways. I mean, I can't stand working with people, elected officials, especially at the education level, that are ideological in their beliefs. That if it isn't done the way the Democrats want it done, then it isn't right. If it isn't done the way the Republicans want it done, it isn't right. One or the other is not right all the time. One side tends to believe that they're right all the time, no matter what, no matter what damage it's done before in history or before. They don't seem to care. Their way is the right way, no matter what damage it's done. You heard, if you didn't catch the first hour, go back and get it off a podcast. This is just craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'll get to the health issues at the bottom of the hour with Matt Bellis. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Real Flat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. I really do want you involved and engaged. Remember what I said earlier, though? Really, seriously, head up to the website, realside.com. You can, there's so much stuff you can do up there. And like the stories. You know, get us some traffic up. Like the stories. And you know, comment on them. It's always another good thing to do as well. You know, before I go on with what I was talking about a few minutes ago, the California, the Senate Health Committee, passed SB 519 as a Senate bill. It makes being in possession of, you ready for this one? I mean, you don't get any crazier than this. It makes being in possession of the date rape drug ketamine legal for recreational purposes. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find a recreational purposes? What, you're recreating on the beach before you decide who you want to do that night? Figure out a way to get the drug off to them? Or do you, you really believe? I mean, I would love it if a female would call me and tell me this is okay. Are you telling me that somebody you have a relationship with, you want to give her, you tell her, hey, listen, we're going to have some fun tonight, but I really don't care much about you. Would you take this so I can do whatever I want to do? Have as much fun as I want to have? You'll never know anyhow. Would you, could you possibly, what, I don't even know how to put this. I mean, I realize that some people drink to loosen up a bit. This is not a loosening up. This, like, pretty much incapacitates you. So, I mean, seriously, date rape drugs as being a for recreational purposes. How do you get a hold of it? And yet, the left, the loons on the left, if I warn my daughters, because we've been through this before the show, that when they went off to college to watch your drinks, watch what you do, watch who you hang with, then I'm part of the date rape culture. Because I'm suggesting that they're responsible for their rape. Never said that. But tell you to be careful, tell you to hold your purse in front of you when you're a bad part of town, or when you're in a group of a lot of people, when my dad told me when I was on a subway to take my wallet and put it in my front pocket, because it's harder for somebody to pickpocket you there. Was he part of the robbery culture? I mean, anything you disagree with seems to be, well, on the left anyway, anything you disagree with seems to be a problem. Seems to be some kind of negative culture of some kind. And I love this, because they pass these laws that are so asinine, and they tell you how progressive, if this is progressivism, I don't want any part of it. I don't think anybody with two brain cells rubbed together wants any part of it. I mean, progressivism takes the All-Star game, moves it out of Georgia, Atlanta, where the black population is well over 51%. Right? Takes $100 million out of the economy. And they move it to Denver, where the black population is 9%, sorry. It's just amazing. And I don't know if you heard, but what was it, the New York Post? They got censored for putting up, through Twitter, for putting up co-founder trained Marxist of Black Lives Matter, Patricia Cullors, bought a $1.4 million home in California where the black population is, in her area, is 0.4%. She moved into a white neighborhood for all intents and purposes. All right? I mean, really, it gets further and further crazy as the days go on. And the Democrats in your face with all this, right? Oracle's moving to Tennessee because California does such a great job. Washington State, I mean, these guys have offices up and down the West Coast. Why would you move away from this beautiful... Why? Because you can't afford you anymore. They can't afford the state regulations. They can't afford all the crazy stuff the state's putting on them on a regular basis. I don't know what... I think I heard they were moving between 8,000 and 9,000 people up. Think about that when it comes to payroll taxes, sales tax, right? Filling apartments or buying houses. It's just crazy. And then the Dems court, you know, I had a conversation with a, used to be, I'll say used to be, a very close friend last night. And he's fully, and I didn't think he was this far over the top, but he was fully in compliance with and in agreement with everything the Dems are doing. And I have enough respect for him where I almost wrote him and said, then move. Because it may take bloodshed, I don't know. But we will never be a communist / socialist country. Never. There are too many patriots left that won't let it happen. Why do you think that Pelosi and team want to get the true patriots, the quote-unquote Trumpsters or people that are right-wing conservatives out of the military? Because they know they won't be able to control them. They know they're constitutionalists. And yet you saw that lieutenant, I guess he is, that's suing the police department for a stop in December. And if you see the full tape, not the part that mainstream's showing you, you see the full video, he is not complying at all. And when they went to pull him over to begin with, he drove another mile and a half, almost 2 miles, before he pulled over. They had lights and sirens going. Why didn't he pull over? Military men know how to follow orders. You know, seriously. And he knows better. I don't care what color he is. I'm done with the color thing. No, you want to talk to me about it? You want to send me an email? You want to do whatever? Have fun with that. Follow the instructions. And you're a military man. You know how to follow instructions. He wouldn't put his hands outside the window. My hands are right here. It's not where they want them. It doesn't matter what you believe in. It doesn't matter what you think. You were in a well-lit gas station. What the heck do you think they were going to do to you? And then they don't show you the video afterward when the young man's in handcuffs. Where he couldn't answer any questions and explain why he didn't do what he was told to do. Not cool. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Dale Bell shows me after the break. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House is announcing new punishments towards Russia over hacking and election interference. The Biden administration said it's expelling 10 Russian diplomats and placing sanctions on Russian companies that support the cyber attacks which targeted federal agencies. He said he chose a proportional response and he doesn't want to kick off any kind of escalation. He also said,
I was clear with President Putin that we could have gone further.
Biden said he wanted to meet in person with Vladimir Putin sometime this summer.
If Russia continues to interfere with our democracy, I'm prepared to take further actions to respond.
House Democrats have approved legislation they say would help close the pay gap between men and women. They say it would make it easier to sue employers over pay discrimination. The future of the measure is uncertain in the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. You listen to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Now, look, I've been talking about this for a long time, Joey B., and this is actually an earlier interview I did with him, but no, not Joey B., Matt Bellis with Liberty Health Share. Guys, you really have to give some thought to what's coming down the pike and the healthcare changes that are going to take place and what you're going to need to do to make a decision. How are you going to get the help and the healthcare that you need? It's a big deal. All right, you know, this is one of my favorite times when I have Dale Bellis on. He's a spokesperson for Liberty HealthShare. And there are other forms, other ways, other processes by which you can take care of yourself. And listen, after the holidays, I'm sure some of you need a whole bunch of help. Dale, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
What a pleasure to be with you, Joe. Thanks for the invitation.
You know, right about now, and it's funny, I know it's only a couple of days past the day, but, you know, talking to a few people, telling me how they gained weight and they've got joint pain and, you know, they've had heartburn for the first time in 6, 7, 8 months. It's like, really? Nothing changes your body. You still need to take care of your body, whether it's the holidays or not. And again, so there's a lot of people going to have to come back from this and take advantage of. I know I'm jumping right in, but take advantage of some of the counselors. You know, we've talked about this plenty of times, how, you know, taking care of yourself, there's a such thing as preventative medicine, and it's not medicine, it's what you put in your mouth and how you take care of yourself. And you have counselors there at Liberty HealthShare that can help, right?
In the national discussion about health care, for some reason somehow, Joe, we've overlooked the fact that health care is about taking care of our bodies.
Yeah. Wow.
what an idea. And so at Liberty HealthShare, we're all focused around the concept that we have the moral and spiritual obligation to not eat foods or engage in habits or engage in behaviors that harm our health. Our bodies are temples. We're creatures created by God, and so we have an obligation to do that. So our focus in meeting health care costs is not for purposes of prevention or for purposes of lower costs, although that's the side benefit. The core value is take care of your body, and that's what we engage in. We attract people with that mindset and orientation, and we're just health conscious and health focused.
Well, I think what's funny is, you know, during the holidays we tend to eat things that we normally don't eat all year round, and we don't just eat a bite, right? We have to indulge in some of these rarities that you put into your body. So it's going to cause you some pain and anguish and aggravation.
It's my daughter's pecan pie. me.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. It's not something you eat on a regular basis. So, you know, even myself, I feel a little aches and pains here and there. But, you know, I indulge in, you know, I put on a few pounds. But, you know, this is how it goes, and we'll work on it. But you're right. You know, people need to understand it. It's something you have to take care of on a regular basis. You have to watch what you put in there. And now is a time where, you know, you may be paying the piper at this particular time. But, hey, let's move on to more happy news, at least for me anyhow. You know, a federal judge is ruled against the Affordable Care, the Unaffordable Care, whatever you want to call it, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as it's lovingly referred to. How is this going to affect, if this makes it all the way to the Supreme Court, and they, you know, I can only hope, but they hold out that the Affordable Care Act is not constitutional the way written or the way it stands, how will this affect Liberty HealthShare, or health sharing, if you would?
Case itself for just a
Please.
Moment.
Yeah.
It was brought by the state of Texas, and a number of other states joined in, and basically challenging the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act on the premise that now that the individual mandate tax has been rescinded, it's now zero as of December or January 1.
Right.
It's now zero. If the tax is gone, then that just simply eliminates the individual mandate as such. It's no longer functionally a mandate. And so the legal argument is, if the Affordable Care Act has within it and is integral to it the individual mandate, and the tax is what makes it constitutional because Congress can levy taxes, then the entire framework of the Affordable Care Act fails and falls. That's the argument. and the federal judge there in Texas agreed with that assessment and said if the individual mandate is absolutely essential to the Affordable Care Act, which Congress argued, it's their own words coming back to haunt them. And Judge Roberts said that the individual mandate is held up by the right of Congress to levy taxes. If that is taken away, then right. The entire law fails.
Well,
and so the Affordable Care Act was declared to be unconstitutional on the basis of their own words. They were hoisted high on their own petard.
Yeah, don't you love that? They, that's why they hate the interweb. It's always there for everybody to see for life. Yeah. And again, you know, I'm glad you brought it up, you know, about it already being to the, because some people say, well, it's already been in the Supreme Court and been upheld. And I was talking on another show the other day about this, and when they were saying, well, look at, you know, they're taking away people's health care. I said, well, what did we do before Obamacare? That's number one. Number two is, you know, you've got organizations like Liberty Health Share. So don't say that there's nothing available or there's nothing affordable for them, because that wouldn't be a true statement. It's available. It's out there. You can actually, and I'll say this, you don't have to. If you go with Liberty Health Share, right, you truly have control of your health care. You don't get that with, I don't care what anybody says, you don't get that with an insurance company. They are dictating to you how your process goes down in taking care of your body or fixing a health issue you have. You don't have much of a say in the matter, you know, especially as long as your check clears. That's really interesting how we pay for something that we don't have much of a say in the matter, and we seem to be fine with it. Maybe I need psychiatric care, Dale. What do you think?
Well, you're also wise. Healthcare is really, it existed prior to the Affordable Care Act, and healthcare choices and options will exist long after. Healthcare sharing is one of those traditions that have been in place literally for generations.
Yeah.
And so we've been exempt from the ACA regulatory scheme, and that's really what the ACA is. It's nothing more, nothing less than a federal regulatory arrangement for the buying and selling of health insurance. And so health insurance itself, Congress doesn't issue individual health insurance policies. It doesn't come from Congress. It comes from the individual state. Every state has their own insurance regulatory board or regime, and their departments of insurance handle on a state-by-state basis. And so, in fact, many of the states have written the,
yep.
the wording of the Affordable Care Act into their own statute. And so nothing will fall apart. Nothing will fail. We will continue on, even if the ACA is ruled unconstitutional tomorrow. The structure of insurance in America is based upon state regulation. And so, gratefully, we are exempt from that. In fact, interestingly, of the 50 states, 39 states have regulations on their books that exempt health care sharing from state regulation.
Wow.
And so it's a part of the warp and woof of American health care, and health care sharing is one of those viable, live options that folks can join any month in the course of the year. Interestingly, we've just gone through the ACA open enrollment period, and folks may be regretting what they chose for themselves. They can make that choice today to check Liberty Health Share.
No, and you're, yeah, we'll talk about enrollment on the other side of the break, but I mean, it really, you truly have flexibility. I mean, this is capitalism at its finest. I'm sorry. That's the way. Freedom, liberty, and capitalism at its finest. We'll be back in a minute. Dale Bellis, Liberty Health Shares with me.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Anyway.
Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I have to apologize. God bless. I know I shouldn't do this because I always say, nobody will notice. Yeah, everybody, I notice. And apparently I pulled up the wrong file, but you still get the information. You still know what's going on. And frankly, I got to tell you something. It hasn't much changed. We've seen attacks on all kinds of healthcare programs. You've seen what's happened when you try to do it on your own, you know, through an insurance company. The only way you really truly get to take care of yourself the way you want, the way you should, is through a program like Liberty Health Share. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. 2-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-CHO-855. 732-5563. Okay, look at it. Blast from the past. Dale Bellis, pre-recorded interview that I had with him on Liberty Health Share. And truly, it's an opportunity for you to learn and understand that traditional insurance doesn't always work. Traditional insurance doesn't always cut it. So take a listen, learn, and make a decision. We're back with Dale Bellis, spokesperson for Liberty HealthShare. I always have a good time when Dale's on. And, you know, who thought that health sharing could be so much fun, huh, Dale?
It is a blast.
Well, getting informed, I'll tell you what, it's getting in the information is what it is, because we're so stuck. We're so sure there's only one way to do this. And I think what people, you know, I just told you during the break about somebody who told me their testimony or their story, whatever you want to call it. And I think that when people hear terminologies like, you know, it's a membership, right? We're self-paid clients. It's health sharing. I mean, this really, when you think about you and I as kids sitting down watching mom and dad cut that check for insurance, always scream about medical and what have you, we've been conditioned that there's only one way to do this. That's with an insurance company. But it's not. You have, and some of the questions I get, we might as well knock them out now. What kind of oversight do you have? You know, you're not an insurance company, so, I mean, you can pretty much get away with anything. So why don't you lay out some of the basics, And how are you overseen, or are you overseen? And what's the difference between you and an insurance company?
Well, there's several layers there. The first is we are a part, interestingly, of the Affordable Care Act. There's a definition within the ACA of what healthcare sharing is. And the Health and Human Services has issued letters of recognition to healthcare sharing ministries, and we have to meet a certain criteria and potentially have those letters withdrawn if, in fact, we don't operate according to that 5 criteria. And it's there in the Affordable Care Act. Essentially, nonprofit, do an annual audit, never drop somebody whenever they're too sick, etc. That's number one. Number two is, because we are a nonprofit, we are regulated according to the IRS standards for what a 501c3 nonprofit charity has to be operated as. And so as a nonprofit, nobody could be overcompensated. You have to have the annual audit overseen by an independent board of directors, etc. Number three is, as I mentioned earlier, there are 39 states that have a statute regarding what is healthcare sharing and the criteria that we have to follow in order to operate in that state. So we're subject to the Department of Insurance oversight to make sure we stay within those guardrails. And the fourth really is state attorneys general, that we really, as a charity, must, in fact, deliver on what we say, not over-promising and under-delivering.
Oh.
And so we have that oversight. So there's plenty of regulatory framework to give us accountability. But frankly, Joe, the primary accountability that we have is to our members through our transparency and openness. They see where their money is going every month. So it's not like as if we can even wait till the end of the year to say, you know, here's our audit. Every month, folks see exactly where their money's going. It's directed to another member who has medical expenses. They see what our administrative costs are. It's $24 for every household that drops off what we call our share amount, fully disclosed, fully transparent. They see it happen every month, and we really love that kind of transparency. And for me, I think that's the greatest sense of accountability. When you just lay it out, folks can see exactly what's transpiring every month.
So, Dale, you know, enrollments. So we get stuck, again, back to the insurance way of doing things, what we've been programmed to do. You have this time frame of enrollment, open enrollment. You're in open enrollment period. You only have so many days. I mean, like my phone was ringing off the hook with open enrollment calls. With Liberty HealthShare, open enrollment is all year long, is it?
We are not subject, thankfully, to that open enrollment period. Understand, under the Affordable Care Act, they instituted the open enrollment to deal with pre-existing conditions. It's funneling all of the enrollment into a single period in the course of the year, so that you couldn't literally get sick in June and enroll with a insurance plan in the middle of the year. You had to wait until that period of time. It was their mechanism for handling pre-existing. Thankfully, we're not subject to that open enrollment period, and so folks can join us literally at any time in the course of the year. It's always the month upcoming, so someone enrolls here in January. Their effective date would be February 1 and following. If they enrolled in February, it'd be March 1, etc. And you can do that in any month in the course of the year. And we love that kind of opportunity for folks. And they're joining with us 3,000 to 5,000 new families every month because of that opportunity of enrollment. Wow. Throughout the course of the year.
Very good. You know, let's get a little personal for a second here, okay? I know you love when I do this to you, but, you know, you're a nice guy. You seem to be well-informed. This is a money-making thing for you, huh, right? I mean, you used to sell used cars before you got into this. You know, No, what's funny is people always think that when it comes to the healthcare industry, if you would, you know, there's big money in it, and that's why these guys get in it. But you've been at this a long time, haven't you?
I've been a healthcare benefits administrator for 30 years, and with the passage of the Affordable Care Act, it just hit me like a ton of bricks one day, Joe. There's got to be a way for the average and ordinary American to meet health care costs without the kind of intrusion by the federal government into the care of our health and our choices in terms of our conscience. And I did my research at Liberty Healthcare in 2012. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. And so we don't do it for a profit motivation. We do it at the lowest cost possible to give Americans the opportunity to regain the control and oversight of the care of their own health.
Yeah, it's a bit, I think, again, when I talk to people, you know, who just joined or had joined, you know, 6 months, 8 months ago, I always get a kick out of the emails I get where people say, look, I was skeptical, but there were some terminologies you used that just drove the point home to me. I had nothing to lose by trying this thing. And they love it. They love it. I have not, and I mean this in all sincerity, I have not received one email where somebody said, I got on there, I couldn't stand it, that was it. I've received some emails where it says, as you have said, it's a different way of doing things. So there's a learning curve usually on the side of the person, you know, trying to figure out how to make this thing work. But other than that, you've got counselors, you've got people, you have real human beings, not robots on the other side of the phone, that will help walk you through the process and how to make this work, don't you?
I love skeptics. Frankly, I do. Because
we both do.
Once they overcome their objections and their skepticism, they're our most avid advocates. Because it is freeing, liberating, to be able to really find choices and options and opportunities in terms of our health. I do have to tell you, though, Joe, that there is a category of individuals for which healthcare sharing doesn't work. It doesn't. It's for those who are in the mindset of just simply take care of me. I do something. I pay my quote unquote premium, and so therefore I have something owed me. That's not the attitude or mindset of healthcare sharing. It's the reverse of that.
Right.
We're here engaged to help other people first, and then whenever I have a bill, that same group is there to help pay my costs. It's reciprocal. And that's the attitude and the motivation behind healthcare sharing, and that's why we attract that kind of like-minded individual.
LibertyHealthShare.com, right, Dale? That's where they get all the information they need. If you don't want to read a lot, you can always call the number on the screen and get yourself a live human being to help you work through this. And, Dale, it's always fun to have you on with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so very much, Joe. Appreciate the invitation.
Always looking forward to it. All right, have a great day.
You know, I do look forward to having him or Matt on the show, and I think part of it is because I appreciate getting new information. I appreciate finding out other ways to get things done, if you would. You wouldn't be listening to me if that wasn't the case. You'd be listening to some of the old-timers. Right? I mean, seriously. So I always want to bring people on that can give you a different, you know, viewpoint, different way of doing things. And look, whether it's Liberty Health Share, I prefer it be Liberty Health Share, obviously, because I know them and I appreciate them, but whether it's Liberty Health Share or another health-sharing company, look at your options. You need to know what your options are. I'm an options guy. Always have been. I want to know if there's other ways for me to get something done. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure having you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here with me tomorrow.